Welcome to Entrepreneur Clinic with me, Monique Chambers, and every week I'll be interviewing a special guest talking about how to set up a business or how to launch a new product in the local market. You're listening to Entrepreneur Clinic with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Carl Greck from Zaar.com.mt. This week, we'll be discussing crowdfunding. So, Carl, what is crowdfunding?
The crowdfunding concept is a concept that started just after the credit crunch, more or less about 7 years ago, whereby it allows funding for businesses or products. The reason behind it all is the difficulty to secure funding from banks, because some projects could be quite risk averse, and banks do not fund risk or high risk projects. So basic crowdfunding is collecting some small amount of funds from a big number of people.
Okay, so that's your crowd essentially.
Correct, and that is the crowd. So Zaar is the name of our platform. Zaar is a Maltese word meaning small. Mm-hmm. We have respelled it as Z-A-A-R, just for it to be easy for non-Maltese speakers to read.
And the site is at zaar.com.mt. So why did you actually set up a platform for crowdfunding in Malta specifically?
The platform has been set up by the University of Malta and the Malta Business Bureau. And through research that they have done, they have found out that it is very hard for startups and entrepreneurs to start off their own business. They did various research, finding out that companies wanting to raise between the 20 to 50,000 euro mark, about 30% of these companies find it very hard to secure this funding. So they felt it was an opportunity, and they were also challenged to take this project on. They found some partners along the way, and this should be an opportunity for various entities or companies to take the opportunity of. We're working with the Arts Council. So the Arts Council are offering opportunities to people with arts projects using the Arts Fund. And this has changed a little bit the way the Arts Fund will be giving funds. People who would apply were in the past, they would, if successful, get 80% funding. This time, the crowd would probably be able to fund part of the project. And in this way, the Arts Council is doing, if you like, we can call it an element of savings, but the savings is going to be used to fund more projects.
And so also the artists themselves can probably get more funding than they would have been able to get from one source.
Correct, because they're expanding, and they're also expanding, if you like, their brand, their name, and publicizing their event in advance of creating it.
Because crowdfunding is quite a hot topic at the moment in general.
Very, very true, yeah.
So what sorts of businesses, you've mentioned the Arts Council, what sort of businesses and projects can be funded using crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding is quite open for many types of projects and businesses, and also causes as well. What is very important is that when you're appealing to the crowd is that you are going to show them what's in it for them. So basically, crowdfunding is used either as an aspect of pre-selling your product before you have actually produced
it. So sort of it's paid for before it's made, and then
correct,
you're not waiting
like that. You are raising the finance in order to to produce your product or innovation, etc.
And then you know exactly how many to make.
Yes, so correct, exactly. And you're going to break even or more. Also to proof your idea. So if you're not sure your idea is a worthwhile idea, who else to tell than the crowd who are at the end of the day possibly going to be purchasing it. So if the crowd are enthusiastic, keen and over the moon on your idea, then it's probably something you should go for.
And you mentioned causes as well. What do you mean by causes?
Causes could be any CSR related initiative.
So that's by companies trying to look better to the public, and actually they normally have some funds.
In that way, probably the companies can be the funders for these projects.
I see, okay.
However, there are various entities and NGOs that might have a specific cause that they want to appeal to.
So if you wanted to fix the church roof, you could actually fund the church roof by putting a project on Zaar.com.mt.
Correct. And in this way, it's going to be owned by the crowd. So the crowd are going to be enthusiastic and keen on repairing, if you like, this roof. Just one example. And care about, maybe, because in doing that, you can probably try to get the opportunity to say, okay, this church, let's try and find or take the opportunity to find a bit more about the history of this church. And through raising these funds, we can then disseminate this information to people who are keen about this particular church.
And people could literally put 5 or 10 euros into these funds?
Yes, it could be as little as the person wants. And this is the difference between getting a loan, if you like, and crowdfunding. So the risk is, I'm calling it risk, but maybe it's not that much of a risk either. Risk is being borne by the crowd. So the crowd are giving some small amount of money, which they are ready to, if you like, let go of, in return to see this project get funded.
So if it's a charity, of course, you're not expecting anything back. You're just expecting the organisation to do what they've promised to do, assuming they gather all of the funds. But what if you're funding an artist? What are you expecting back from the artist?
Depending what the artist is creating, but it could be anything from, if it is a small amount of a small donation, a thank you note. If it is a larger donation, it could be partaking in this art-related project, getting part of this project or being somehow mentioned through this project. It very much depends on the amount of donation that is given. So the donation and reward need to be measured, and the entrepreneur that is putting together this project needs to ensure that for the reward he's getting some additional, if you like, let's call it revenue or taking, in order to get the project going. So not all the money is being spent for the rewards and they have nothing for the project they want to.
But you could actually end up having a very limited piece of art if you support an artist and you get one of these rewards back. Mm-hmm. It could be something quite collectible in the future. So
yes.
we should help young artists on the platform. So what is the financial limit? You mentioned a sort of 20 to 50,000 euros. Say a business wanted to start and they actually didn't need that much, or can they go for lower, or is it just 20 to 50 is the most common
amount? No, they can go for any amount they feel necessary. Of course, the more money you need, the more stronger your campaign needs to be. There have been campaigns that have tried to pitch for a small amount of money, but then the project has been so interesting and exciting that they've attracted a lot of rewards and donations, and like that they've expanded the project that they had initially planned out to do.
Okay, so these campaigns, what should a campaign actually consist of for you? If I'm considering publishing a book, what do I have to do to successfully have a campaign on zaar.com.md?
Starting off by, first of all, creating a bit of your action plan, knowing what your budget is and what funds you need to.
So is this the business plan?
This is the business plan side, if you like.
Okay.
But more focused on the campaign, would be trying to identify who your market is, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to speak to some friends and family members to, first of all, get them on board, but secondly, also get their buy-in in the idea, because they are probably the people who are going to be very honest with you and be able to help you to improve your campaign, to ensure that it's pitched to the right audience and at the right level. Definitely you need to include an aspect of social media. So knowing that who your audience is, perhaps any groups you want to attract for funding or to fund you, these are the groups that you need to attract, and you need to have an active social media campaign throughout.
So that would be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those.
Correct. Any medium you feel that is viable for this particular project. Also keep in mind that you might already have a group, and you already might have members in this group. So these are possibly your first audience. So if you're a publisher, or if you're an author and you have written previous books in the past, and then people have already bought your book and have engaged with you, are probably the first people that are going to start off by funding you.
So what are the actual elements one needs to put forward on the platform to fulfill the campaign requirements?
Having a video is very important. So having a video where you are appealing to people, telling them your story primarily, because people engage with stories, and people engage with people as well. So this is how you're going to build the trust aspect. Having people knowing who is behind this project, there's a trust aspect which is built.
Yes. Yeah, so we've spoken about that, actually. I think it's something like 80% of people buy from somebody they know or support someone they know. So that's quite good. So video, 2 or 3 minutes long, something like that? Or,
yes. Keep in mind also that if you're going to share your video on social media, sometimes this shows automatically. So it might be good to have subtitles as well, because people might see it without sound.
Okay. Not know what it actually refers to. Okay.
So that would help your cause as well.
Anything like the product information? Do you talk about the obviously the product you talk about in the video? Do you have any, I don't know, prototypes, drawings, something like that you publicise, or is that?
Yes, it's very important to publish maybe a few pictures. Mm-hmm. Definitely write your story as well. So there is space in our platform to write your story. Create rewards that are appealing and engaging for people. So if you have a reward which is combined to a financial return, then this is going to be what will attract people to give you this donation.
Okay.
It's also been proven as well that if you have a campaign, people doing it on their own can reach X amount of funding, but if you do this with a team and you have team support and people around you supporting you, then you can reach further funds because there's the support of each other.
And each other's networks.
And each other's networks as well, correct.
Because we'd spoken before about, remembering who your target is, that you might be selling a book, so you're not going to only sell it to book lovers, you're going to sell it to someone who has to buy a lot of gifts, or to people who buy things for coffee tables within, within offices, etc. So they may need to have books on the table, and they're looking forward to looking to something a bit more unusual to have on show for their clients to come and get. So in terms of the campaigns, are you looking at video, your story, a presentation of your product potentially, and I'm guessing lots of share buttons so that people can spread the word for you and your network?
Yes, and a campaign that is with regular updates. So you might want to speak to some journalists or some PR people who might be able to write a review of your book coming out at the same time that your campaign is ongoing. So these are all additional features that will help you through various media to appeal for your donations.
And that relationship with the media, I guess you should keep up from the beginning, from about launching your campaign right the way through. You can let people know how you're doing, what the progress is in terms of fundraising, and just some behind-the-scenes stories to keep more of that human interaction.
Of course, thanking people who are supporting you as you go along. Many times also in campaigns, people who are ready to donate are also willing to give their own input and advice about a particular product. So it's always important to listen to what they have to say, engage with them, because the more you engage with them and the more you show your interest in this relationship, if you like, the more that they are going to support you and push you further.
People do like to feel a part of it, I think.
That's
and
right.
Feel like they're
and this
really
is the power of the crowd, if you like.
Excellent. You're listening to Entrepreneur Clinic on Campus FM with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week, Carl Greck from Zaar.com.mt. We're discussing crowdfunding. Talked about projects and how to get your project and your campaign onto Zaar.com.mt. What happens to those that don't actually reach their funding goal?
We've applied an all or nothing policy, and the reason we've done this is that we want all projects that reach the funding target to be implemented. So by default, people who do not reach our funding target, and that means that they will not be able to implement their project or idea. So in this way, the funds will go back to the people backing the projects, donating the projects.
Okay.
They will receive the funds back, and then they could decide to either fund further projects or keep the money for any opportune time to fund any other project that they are interested in.
So does that also work for the charitable donations as well?
Yes, it does as well.
Okay. So there's not a part donation, or you could just say, no, leave it with them, they'll use it for something? Or?
No. For the simple reason that crowdfunding is generally project related or business related. So that means that you will be upsetting your people who are backing the project if the project does not go ahead, or it takes more time than you initially promised them.
Okay. So have you, you've got some projects on the platform already. How are people finding, actually, how are people responding to projects that are locally grown in Malta? How's the Maltese market actually accepting those projects? How is it being supported?
We're going through a campaign, and basically it's a matter of education. So we have seen a lot of interest from people, both to have projects and also to back projects. However, we need to educate further the Maltese market, if you like, on what crowdfunding is all about.
Okay.
And how to back. So far, we're more traditional to donating through the phone or through TV programs and or giving physical
so it's just
money.
Changing
so
sort
we
of
are changing a little bit the way people operate and work. However, there has been a lot of interest, and we've got various projects. And we'll soon be seeing a good amount of art-related projects, because the deadline for the Arts Council is getting very, very close.
And I don't suppose you can divulge any of the Arts Council sorts of projects that are coming up.
No,
yet,
unfortunately not.
Okay. One of the other things I'd wanted to ask is about this education programme. Of course, we've seen you on the TV and heard you on other programmes like this on the radio. But are you doing any more educational events held at the university or elsewhere?
We're holding various educational events through training or workshops, both directly through ZAR or also through the Arts Council. We have also partnered with Grant Thornton. So Grant Thornton are offering support from the aspect of information and developing tools that are very useful for the entrepreneur who wants to develop their crowdfunding campaign.
So the tools...
So these are physical toolkits, if you like. So that they're based on questioning techniques. One of them is to ensure that you have, if you like, a robust business or action plan. Mm-hmm. So this first tool asks various questions related to ensure that you have not left any stones unturned.
Okay.
So there might be, of course, some questions that are irrelevant to particular projects. But it's always good to have a good read-through and ensure that you have seen your project from the various aspects that you need to see.
So that's in addition to a business plan. You would have this toolkit to ensure
to help
that
you
have
this
nothing
business plan.
In the way.
We also have another tool which is basically guiding and showing the important aspects of creating your campaign. This is a very short read, so just 4 pages, and very pointy in bullet points and directed questions. So people can easily have a good read through this to find out a bit more on what they need to do and ensure that, again, when they're creating their campaign, that they are focusing on what the supporter really wants to see. And this is based on various campaigns that have been present, not on, you know, of course, definitely not on our website, because we are very young. We only launched on the 1st of December, but through crowdfunding in general, if you like, through the crowdfunding industry. Grant Thornton are also offering support from the aspect of creating the business plan. So they assist people who have these projects by reviewing their business plan and questioning them and assisting them through that, assisting and ensuring that they have had a good review of their budget, and again left no aspects where they have missed out any budget line, in order to ensure that what they really need in financing,
they've
accounted for.
Yeah. It'd be good to be able to deliver their product, so that not just their crowdfunding campaign is successful, but also they go on to bigger and better things. So
what we hope to do now is have a number of networking type of events, possibly following the lines of Crowd Tuesday. Crowd Tuesday is a European...
I've heard this, yes. Yeah. No, explain more about Crowd Tuesday to everybody.
Crowd Tuesday is, if you like, a brand from the European Crowdfunding Network, which we have become members of. And the concept is to expose crowdfunding to anybody who's interested in the topic, have a little maybe information session or a very short talk on crowdfunding or on some aspects of crowdfunding. But also this would give an opportunity to people on our platform or projects on the platform to be pitched direct to a live audience. So there is, again, this face-to-face interaction. So something a bit different, that being Mediterranean will enjoy the network and the social side of things. So we're trying to tap onto this aspect as well. And probably it will happen in some bar or some casual place where people then can enjoy a drink and possibly donate at that
funds
time
there and then
to our project. Great.
So where can we find out more information about the events that are coming up? For example, these Grant Thornton sort of downloads, where can we find those?
These are available through our site, so kindly visit our site, azar.com.mt. Engage with us through our Facebook page, or also you can register for our newsletter that is sent.
And that comes out sort of monthly, weekly, or just when you have news?
Regularly when we have news.
The best kind of newsletter.
We haven't set time frames that it's done every week or every couple of weeks. Just trying to keep it as newsworthy
as possible. So what's your biggest news or your biggest story so far?
I guess what we're trying to do is this ecosystem where we're trying to get a number of entities together and working together just like we have with the Arts Council. So we're trying to do something similar with maybe other ministries and other entities. We're trying to create a package for PR, so whereby this seems to be an era where people find it very hard to create a PR campaign or a crowdfunding campaign, which is, if you like, newsworthy, fresh, interesting, etc. So we're trying to find some suppliers and put these together in order to offer a package to people who are going to be using Zar. So through this package, people will be able to create their video, create their campaign, maybe create some sort of brand for their product or project, and have a holistic view of their campaigns.
And also, does that show them as well how to not just get the campaign together, but also promote their campaign for the duration of
yes,
the campaign?
Yes, it is. No, definitely. So these people would help throughout the process, just like Grant Thornton would help at the beginning of the process. These would help throughout.
So how long does a campaign normally live for? Once it's actually it's gone live, what's the typical length of a campaign?
I'll go around your question with a bit different. The length can be whatever that project decides to. However, if a campaign is kept short, let's say 20 to 40 days, or maybe 60, you're creating a sense of urgency. So perhaps having shorter campaigns is not a bad thing after all. Keep in mind that your campaign is going to be quite going to involve you quite a bit, and you're going to need to focus on it quite a lot. So sometimes if you have a very long time, you might die down in enthusiasm or way down in enthusiasm. And that is why it's also important to have a good support network behind you, both, if you like, as a team, but also people behind you supporting you through family and friends and encouraging you as you go along.
And also, I think if it's too long, people question what happened if you, you know, you've created a buzz at the beginning and then nothing happens for 3 months.
It's really very hard to keep it live. That's yes. It. So the shorter it is, the easier it is to keep it alive and kicking.
Okay. So to list a project on zar.com.mt, how much does that cost the owner?
So basically the cost, if you like, come at the end on successful completion of the project and receiving the funding. So we take a 5% cut on the funds raised, and there's the payment gateway costs, which are 1.8% plus 18 cents per transaction. So for budgeting terms, you might want to budget 7% just to ensure that you're covering all the costs.
Okay, and so at the end of it, so the gateway is just the payment gateway, people paying the and who actually owns the product? Does Zar own the product?
No, the project will always be owned by the project owner, whoever launches this project online. Not even the people backing the project will ever own this project, because we're a rewards and donation-based platform.
So give me some more examples of rewards. If you were wanting to produce a short film, for example, from the Arts Council, how could you reward someone if you're producing a short film?
Rewards can be varied. So it could be pictures from the set. It could be giving some props of the set. It could be inviting people on the set as extras, perhaps. So that is related maybe to a film. It could, of course, be then giving the final product of the film.
Actually, tickets to the movie or the DVD or whatever.
Or DVD, or inviting them to the first show.
The red carpet event. Yeah. Fun.
And people will be probably quite willing to pay for something like this, because it's going to be something exclusive where they can be there in their best clothing, if you like, networking with everybody else. I'd love to see the vibe of people who have all contributed to this particular project being there at this event. and probably the excitement and enthusiasm would be
A really nice media event as well that could, you could imagine that going viral. And what other types could you do for other types of businesses?
So it could, of course, as we mentioned, be part of the product. Crowdfunding is important because you're kind of promising people something either before everybody else or a limited edition of something. So people are going to be quite hyped with getting something either at a very special rate because they are helping you out, so they kind of are getting things in advance at a better rate. So it could be the actual product. It could be arts related, so it could be maybe part of the art or a selection of art.
So it's actually even a good idea for presents. If you wanted to, you can make a donation for somebody. If your girlfriend or boyfriend's a film buff, you could actually make a donation for them and they get the reward. The person who's too difficult to buy presents for, you could help them support a fledgling business.
In other crowdfunding platforms, innovation-related products are high on the list. Of course, we are very new and very fresh, so we haven't seen a trend of the most popular or the most projects that have gone live as yet.
But because you're basing yourselves for the Maltese community, hopefully you'll get some attraction from the Maltese communities abroad, and also obviously the lots of foreigners that we have living here in Malta, they're also welcome to join the platform and spread the network out to their networks.
Yes, especially if the project has some local flavor in the sense that if this is a project in a local community, they would probably be ready to fund something, especially if they were born in that community or they had some special occasion in that community.
Okay. So, Carl, anything else you'd like to tell us about Zaar.com.mt?
Of course, at this stage, I'd love to appeal to the listeners to either back projects we have online or else engage and take on a project which they have possibly dreamt of and make it a reality and make it come true. They can do this simply by visiting our website, registering as either a project owner or a backer, and going through the process. It's very, very easy.
Excellent. So thank you. That's my guest for this week, Carl Greck, talking about crowdfunding from Zaar.com.mt. Next week, I'll be talking to Dr. Leonie Baldacchino from the Dr. De Bono Institute about how to create a buzz around your product. So tune in and check in to the Entrepreneur Clinic next week on Campus FM. Thank you. You've been listening to Entrepreneur Clinic with me, Monique Chambers. The programme is aired every Wednesday on Campus FM at 9:30 a.m. and repeated on Thursdays at 1:30 p.m. Join us again next week to hear more about your journey in starting up a new business or launching a new product.